No one understands international news. Whether it's an ocean or artificially imposed border away, most people don't have the knowledge, resources, or attention span to get what's going on in the world not around them. To get the gist of foreign news, we turn to people who have been to foreign countries. Hi, this is Bradley Iverson Long, reporting from Greece. Today I have a hard-hitting interview with my sister Rachel, who lives in Belgrade, the capital of Serbia and Montenegro. Actually, our childhood relationship was the hard-hitting part. I visited her in January, but she came to Thessaloniki last weekend, and we chatted about her impressions of Greece and the two big news stories in her adopted country, which deal with the two inevitable parts of life, death and pop music. Here's Rachel.
So how do you like Thessaloniki?
It's nice. It's spring here, for real. And it's sort of pretend spring in Belgrade, where it's really nice one day a week, but then it like snows on another day, and so it's just annoying.
So on Saturday we saw the parade.
The Greek Independence Day.
Yes, March 25th, Greek Independence Day. So what do you think of the parade?
There's a lot of marchers. There's only people marching. They were wearing different things, and they were different ages, but there wasn't like the equestrian team or
the floats decorated
the
flowers.
Exactly, or the politicians throwing candy to try to get votes, you know, that kind of stuff, which I'm sort of used to in a parade. No, you know, hundreds of basset hounds. But it was nice. Greeks are very good at marching. It was fun to see the traditional costumes.
Yeah.
And the crossing guards, I think those were my favorite. There's the group of crossing guards that was marching.
Yesterday we went up into the old town, which I described as kind of like the stereotypical old European city, but with hills. So what did you think of it?
The hill was pretty steep, but I liked it. I mean, I like sort of the curving around streets, and we found the peacocks at that monastery.
The Vladimir Monastery.
Yeah, they had like this, almost like a zoo cage with like a couple dozen peacocks in it.
How do you like the food?
The food is good. It's nice to have a change. Like, I was getting kind of frustrated with eating very much the same thing in Serbia all the time, which was my own fault, but...
So that's mostly then what you're...
Yeah, that's what I cook. It's just hard to provide for all of your own meals. Like, I just get bored after a while, and...
So what food have you liked here, then?
The yogurt was good this morning. I've liked all the desserts, like the triangle, custard...
Yeah, the trigona.
Trigona. When we went out to dinner, I mean, it was just a spread, and all of it was delicious. There were crepes with ice cream and chocolate sauce. That was really good. Yeah, the fried zucchini was really good. Yeah, we had good eating.
Then I guess switching back to your country of residence, Serbia. It's been a bit of a tumultuous time there. I was wondering if you could describe what the fallout has been after the death of former President Slobodan Milosevic.
It's interesting. In Serbia, everyone talks about politics, but that doesn't mean people care about politics. It's almost like how people talk about the weather when they have nothing else to talk about anywhere else. But in Serbia, it's politics. It's just sort of this constant, like, did you hear what happened today? This new outrage or whatever is going on. So it was such the news story. I mean, he died, and did he kill himself by taking anti-leprosy medication? Did you hear this story? Okay, so... Slobodan Milosevic had high blood pressure, and he was taking medicine for it, but it wasn't making him any better, and the doctors were really confused by that. And Slobodan was saying, you know, these Dutch doctors are trying to kill me, I need to go to Russia because my fellow Slavs' medicine will save me. And the authorities weren't going to let him go to Russia because that's where his wife lives and his brother lives, and he was going to escape. Or there's no guarantee that he was going to return, is I think how they phrased it. And so they were doing all these like blood tests to try to figure out what the hell was going on, that he wasn't responding to this medication. And they found that he was taking this medicine that is, it's anti-leprosy and it's anti-tuberculosis, like a combination of diseases that he does not have. But it apparently makes you metabolize the medicine that's supposed to lower your blood pressure really fast, so it doesn't do anything for you. And so he was taking this medicine to counteract the medicine that he was supposed to take to make him better, so he could claim that these Western doctors weren't effective, and so then he could go to Russia, go off the medication, and show that he's been healed. There's some talk, and they're not even really sure now, that that contributed to his death, like by taking medication that you're not supposed to take. And there's all this controversy about how he got this medication, because you have to take it like once a day, so that means he was getting a pretty steady supply of it, and who knows where it was coming from, and, you know, drama.
So what's been going on in Belgrade?
Well, last Saturday was the funeral. And there's all this controversy about whether he's going to get a state funeral or even allowed to be buried in Serbia and all this stuff. And if his wife could come back, because she is wanted by the Serbian police and all this stuff. So they had this big memorial celebration outside the parliament, which is a block from my house. I walked by it on my way to the grocery store just to sort of check it out. Reports say there were 80,000 people gathered just to listen to speeches about how great Milosevic was. It was crazy. It was really scary. There's all these people with buttons for Shechel, who's the leader of the Radical Party, and radical in a very bad way. The sort of super ultra-nationalists. But it was also interesting because the crowd there was really, really old. The average age was probably over 50, which was kind of hopeful. You know, in another 20 years, all these people won't be around. And that was in the morning, and then the funeral was in his hometown. A lot of people went from the memorial to Slobodan's hometown, which is a couple hours outside of Belgrade. And then at the same time as the funeral, there was this big gathering in the main square in Belgrade. It was started by SMS. Like, people were getting these messages that said, you know, show up at 3 at the square, bring a balloon. And it sort of spread. It was a few thousand people. It was not nearly as big. But there are all these people with balloons and whistles and just people yelling and being happy. It was a very party atmosphere, which kind of makes me uncomfortable at the time of a funeral, but I think it was really important. It gives all the international media in the town a really easy... Well, on the other hand, these are people who weren't happy that he was dying, so they could... Or were, you know, were happy that he's not around. So there's a good, like, big visual of all this crowd mourning him, and then this much more interesting visual of people shaking balloons and chanting Kotovie, which means he's finished, and Proleche, which means spring, because spring came early, was sort of the theme of the gathering. And then they marched down this main pedestrian street into Kalemegdan, which is a big park overlooking the Danube, into this big statue called the Winner. And then they released the balloons sort of over the bluff into the river. Yeah, it was very cool. It was very fun for a funeral.
Yeah, because that's kind of in bad taste. Sort of happy that he died, but also unhappy because he couldn't stand trial.
Yeah, like most people that I've talked to of the leftist cult have said that they wish that he lived long enough to be convicted and died the next day. Like, they don't want him to live in the fancy prison that they have for war criminals in The Hague. But it would have been really important just to have that conviction. It's not that people will be able to deny what he did any longer. Or they still can, because it is just this big Western conspiracy. But and then the other big political news in Serbia is Eurovision, which is getting about equal press coverage in some outlets. They just had the national contest for a song for the Eurovision European Song Contest. And they had an equal number of judges from Serbia and Montenegro because they didn't want it to be biased.
But Serbia is much larger than the Montenegro population, right?
Yes. And then one of the Montenegrin judges at this contest didn't give any points to any Serbian entrant. Therefore, a Montenegrin boy band won the contest. There's all this controversy about, you know, the Montenegrin judge being unfair, and so they were thinking of doing it over, but then the Montenegrins decided, you know, we don't want to do it over, you know, this was a fair contest. And what it comes down to is that Serbia and Montenegro do not have an entrant in Eurovision. They withdrew. Which, if these two regions can't even agree on a song to represent them, they shouldn't be one country. Like, if they can't agree on that. And Montenegro is voting on independence in 2 months, so we'll see what happens. Zora lice uskrila, novi dan probudila, tebe mi je donijela, na krilima anđela. Moja ljubavi, razredilo iza gora.
This music is the rejected Montenegrin Eurovision song, Moja Ljubavi, by the boy band No Name. Rachel returned safely to Belgrade, and you can read more about her Serbian life at her blog, located at pustolovina.blogspot.com. In honor of the recent Greek Independence Day, which celebrates southern Greece gaining independence from the Ottoman Empire, the Greek phrase of the week comes from a Greek-American friend of mine. Thanatos ston Turkiko imperialismo, which means, loosely, destroy the Turkish imperialism. I can't vouch for the cultural sensitivity of this phrase, so I'm going to treat it like a slide rule. It's something nice to know about, maybe even understand, but not something I'm going to use regularly. That's all for this report. Take care and have a good week.